Welcome to this first episode. It's been a while since I've done a meditation, so I figured I'd do a meditation episode. I might actually do more of these because they are absolutely necessary. You know, if you're engaged in listening to these episodes without any kind of meditation or breath work or anything like this, you're really not going to get a whole lot of thought. You're not going to get a whole lot of out of what I'm saying here. I'm not saying you have to meditate. I'm not saying you have to do any of that, but it helps. It absolutely helps. And I'd say that the practices are like 80% of the work. Well, actually, I guess it kind of depends. So, in the beginning, because you don't really know what's happening, you don't really know where to start, the practices may take up a lot more time. It's actually really interesting in that way. But then over time, the practices becomes more and so much more powerful that it takes less time for a certain practice to work. You know, to give an example, like it may take you, when you're a beginner, 15 minutes to get to a calm center when you're meditating. But if you even reach it at all, but like if you're a little bit more experienced with it, it takes seconds, if not minutes. Because it's something that your body / mind knows more, kind of thing. And so I want to do an episode helping you to find that peaceful center, because I think there's two basic kinds of meditation. Well, there's more than that, really. There's kind of like what you'd call concentration meditation, which is like helping you to stay one-pointed and just staying there for extended periods of time. And I don't think you really need breath work for that, or you don't think you need to even focus on like one thing at a time in the traditional meditation-based sense for that. But that's one element. The other element is kind of like finding the place where your ego can't speak to you. That place being what you'd call the peaceful center. And so I want to help you find this in this episode, in this meditation. So get comfortable. Well, yeah, get comfortable. Just sit down somewhere. Don't get too comfortable. I don't want you to fall asleep doing this. I mean, if you do, that's normal and good in some ways, because it still helps you get to that level to a certain extent. But if that does happen, I'd recommend you come back to this episode, because it does literally require you to reach the center while you're conscious rather than while you're asleep, because you reach the center when you're asleep, but it's not conscious as much, and it's not as rejuvenating, if that makes any sense. So there's many different meditation techniques, and so we're going to go over one of my most powerful ideas and techniques that I've come across, and then we're going to get into some deeper sort of humming based meditation and as well, which just kind of like helps you to go beyond the sense of self that you might be feeling right now. So first, start by breathing in, and then when you breathe out, feel yourself sinking deep into your body as you can, without forcing it too much and without trying to like use tons of willpower or any of that kind of stuff, right? Just and just stay there once you reach it. And with the out breath, you reach that place naturally. if you take a deep enough in-breath. And then once you, you breathe out deeply like that, you stay in that peaceful center. You notice it, and then you don't have to necessarily breathe in deeply until you find yourself kind of losing that a little bit. And then you breathe in deeply again. So typically every couple of seconds or so, or more, depending on your level of advancement. So you may feel that peace within your heart, within your chest, or you might feel it in your belly. It's probably more common to find it in your belly, but it's also beyond the belly as well. So just keep doing this. Deep breath every 5-10 seconds or whatever. You don't have to count it, but whenever you feel like it, kind of thing. So we can ask you a couple of questions of peace and just keep doing this while you're asking these questions to yourself. So while you're noticing the peace, what in this moment is lacking? I'm not talking about what happened in the past. I'm not talking about what you're afraid of happening in the future or what your mind will tell you about the future. I'm talking about right now in this peaceful center. Don't ask your ego. Don't ask your mind. Ask the peaceful center. See if you can find any level of struggle in that peaceful center at all. So the next element is going to be a little bit more uncomfortable, perhaps, if you're self-conscious. But it is probably one of the most profound techniques that I've actually come across. And basically what you do is you take a deep breath in, which helps you to say the phrase longer. Take a deep breath in like this and just say this. So, before you start with this practice, you may have already started. If so, you can keep going. But I want you, if you feel like you need to control this process, you need to control the sound of it, how loud it is, because you're afraid for others around you or whatever. You can pause this and do this when you're by yourself. But I want you to try not to control this process. Try not to control the sound. Try not to control the breathing while you're doing this. And so, because if you do, it kind of gets the ego involved, and the ego starts trying to control everything, and it tries to kind of make it into a practice rather than a sort of gateway to a new state of mind. Which is really what it is, and really what it's supposed to be. But in order for it to be a true gateway, you have to not be self-conscious about it and not control the process as much as possible. Without forcing it with willpower, you know, I don't want you to try and force yourself not to control it. If you feel like you need to control it at first, that might help, focus your mind. And so the answer usually in that situation is to control the breathing without trying to control the sound itself. Because the sound is getting you somewhere. If you control the sound, you control what the sound can do for you. And so the answer is typically to control the breathing and control how the sound or how the breathing is happening and stuff like this. If you're having a problem controlling it, of course, you can always listen. You can just listen to me while I'm doing this, which may help you as well. But it really helps to do this yourself. I mean, if you're with somebody who's really open about this kind of stuff, and you're open with them and they're open with you, that helps even more, because it just kind of doubles the power of this. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to do this together. Me and you. As a team. And I'm going to be your guide to keep you on track with the sound and the breathing as we go along here. And so you don't have to follow my rhythm of breathing sound, you know, exactly. You just have it. It's basically just helping you to keep yourself from being distracted by things around you, which helps. It really does help, though, if you're doing this with others. If you're doing this to others with who are open, if they're not open and you're not open with them, it's not going to work. But like, if you're in an open situation with them in this kind of highly open way, it really helps. So let's begin. So that's the basics of this process. Now see how you feel. This is just a taste. And the longer you can continue this sound, typically speaking, the better. Because it keeps you deeper in the gateway. There's a lot to go into with this one. But I'll leave it there for this episode. I'll talk to you in the next one.